say, I spoke to Mike Budsky yesterday. They are working on the survey questions now. We're gonna be meeting, we wanna set up a time, a date and time, to where he can come in with both us and the village board. Everybody in the room at one time, and the public, whoever wants to come in, so it'd be a special meeting held. And he said it would take an hour to 2 hours, just to ask the, both boards at the same time, the same questions, to make sure everybody's on the same page with this. And also have the general, the public come in and say, we like that, we don't like that. You know, and some of these questions are gonna be on the survey, so those people will get hit twice with the same questions. But it'll give him a good idea of which direction to go with the survey.
Where's the survey going, is it online or?
It's gonna go online. They were talking about a mailer, but that takes twice as long, so they're trying to push the online agenda. And then we've spoken to the library, and they're gonna help out, like having a QR code, and one of their computers will have it up to where you can do the survey, go in there and do the survey on one of their computers at the library.
Is there, any other, like flyers gonna be maybe, like, on paper, like at the library or the village? Cause I know there's a lot of 80-year-old people living in town.
Like the water bill.
Yeah.
Put it on the water bill.
Oh, okay.
It's gonna be on the water bill. They were talking about maybe a postcard, which would be fine. But they don't want it to have to fill out the postcard and send it back, cause everybody forgets it. So you have a postcard with a link on it, and then, water bill, link, library. The alert system, Rob said we can push it out through that.
Okay.
Cause they get a text, like, everybody got the text.
And the water bill's great.
Yep. Everybody got the text last night about the train derailment. That text can go out, and it can have a link on there, where you can just click on that link, and it takes you right to the survey. So, they were, MSA was pretty happy with the, library wanting to be involved. So, I think that'll be a good thing.
Awesome.
And right now, they're still collecting some data. He didn't go in, he's been real busy with some other projects too, so he didn't go in with me exactly what all that data was. But it's, yeah, so it's, they're moving along with it.
Yeah.
So. And, so let's go to, is there any other questions about MSA or the progress or anything with that? Oh, so I've been going through some boxes that Frank Norton had, that he brought up, and I've been finding stuff like this, the Willard Airport Special Area Plan. There's little nuggets in here about Tolono and what they wanna do sometime in the future. I'm gonna get stuff like this to Mike and say, what can you get, I want it back, but what can you get out of it? There's maps and all kinds of stuff in here. Those boxes are a treasure trove of stuff that Frank had collected over the years. And it's amazing what I've found. And I've gotten with Scott with Public Works and said, look at these maps. I mean, this shows where all the original water lines are. This shows where some septic tanks are in town. So, and we have an issue right now with someone here in town that has a septic tank that wants to connect to sewer. And it's like, oh, didn't know there was one there. Well, there's maps of this stuff. And I employ all of you guys to go to the village office and go in the basement and look at some of those maps. It's just incredible. So, and I'm a map junkie, so I love that stuff. But it's an amazing group set of data that's down there that I don't think we're tapping into for this whole improved Tolono thing. For example, here's a folder that has some historic landmarks I didn't even know about in Tolono. Mm-hmm. And it describes exactly, that folder's from 1977, and it describes exactly what these historic landmarks are. How can we incorporate that into the Tolono plan? And I mean, it has, you know, exactly the spot where Lincoln did his last address. There's a monument down there, but that's not the spot. It's further down here. So it talks about the old railroad depot and some homes that are on a historic register here. How can we highlight those homes for people and get those homeowners involved, those property owners involved, and say, hey, we want to incorporate you into our Tolono plan. Let's show the history of our town. A lot of people don't know, a lot of the lumber and brick for the U of I came off the train right here. And a lot of people don't know that. That's huge.
I know nothing that you've said.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's a big deal. Yeah. The lumber yard and the brick yard that used to be here was actually amazing at one time. And stuff like this too, a lot of this stuff that I'm finding in this box needs to go to the Historical Society. I mean, they're cataloging this stuff and Rena is going to, once I finish going through the boxes, and you guys please go over there, spend a little bit of time in the office and look in those two boxes. Pull something out that you find interesting and let's talk about it. I mean, there's a lot of different stuff in there. Raina's going to work on scanning it. The bigger stuff we're going to have to send out to be scanned. There's a lot of plat maps, the original stuff from Deer Path, Windstone, the extension of Larmans and Marshall. It was incredible what we're finding in there. And you worked with him for years, Jamie. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can attest to a lot of that as well. Another thing that I found, and Raina was funny about this. She has the original hand-drawn copy of this, and she's actually going to frame it in honor of Frank. This is a flowchart of how things were done. So what we're going to do is Raina and I are going to sit down and go through this and amend it to what we do, and then we're going to get the village board to pass it and go, this is how it works. Mm-hmm. You know, and it even goes through zoning ordinance, which would be, C would be a zoning change. There's the layout right there for how it's done. And then we can get this added to the book, and it's right there for everyone to see, hey, this is how it works. Mm-hmm. The building permit, applicant to the building administrator, back to the applicant to see what needs to be done, the Board of Appeals if need be, and a public hearing if need be, back to the applicant, into the board. You know, it's all laid out here. And this chart still would work today if we just change the names of these up here a little bit. So Raina and I are going to work on this, and if you guys have thoughts on this, add to this takeaway, let me know, and you know, we'll definitely look at it. One of those little gold nuggets that's in those boxes. And there's the cool thing about those things is it's a step back in history, because I found stuff back to 1973 all the way up until like 2006, 2005, somewhere in there. So.
Speaking of the MSA, like I said, I wasn't here last month, but what I know that one guy wanted to get started on something this summer down there. Is he going to be able to do anything this summer? Or?
So.
Yeah, thank you.
Who's that?
Mark Roberts?
Yeah. Yeah. Remember, he was
I can't speak to that. I know there's another developer. They're having some meetings on Mondays, which I do not go to anymore. It's having Rob and I, there's a conflict of interest, kind of, because it's one developer. It's not all the developers in the same room.
Okay.
And I'm okay with developers coming to us and asking us questions. That's why we have public comments times, where they can email any of us and say, or even the office, and say, can you put us on the agenda? And I'm sure that they will. But the meetings that they've been having are just strictly about the downtown area.
Yeah.
So there are some folks that want to get moving on it.
Yeah.
And I just keep telling them, hold, just pump the brakes a little bit, let us get through our discovery and then with the MSA, and then we'll move forward on it.
Yeah.
Anything else? Okay. All right. So we have an empty seat on the zoning board. Give me some names. Who do we put a post on Facebook. I'm going to have Raina put another one out so that they're here at the next meeting, or they can call the office or send any of us a message and get them in here to talk. Also, the next board meeting, Jamie and Nate will need to be at that board meeting so that you guys can be reappointed for the next term. Next week. Isn't that right, Jared? Next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday. 6:30.
Yep. So who can we think of that would be?
And the other gentleman's not going to be annexed, so he's done.
No, we can't come to an agreement on it.
Wow.
I think that Mark Adair had somebody in mind, and he's never sent me their name. I've asked him to a couple times. He lives over here off of Borsey, I think. Or not Borsey. When you come across the tracks and make that left, he's right there. He just built a big garage there, big workshop. But Mark said that he showed a lot of interest in wanting to get involved in the village. Darby, I think, might be his name.
Dardar? We might have a Dardar down. No?
Might be. I don't know. I'll have to get with Mark there and find out. But who else can you think? Is there a neighbor? Is there anybody? I mean, you guys have been in town a long time. Who do we need to reach out to?
Cordell Mitchell.
Yeah.
I never did. I went by there a few times and didn't catch it, and I kind of got on the back burner there, so yeah. Then I said to someone young, and I said he ran for board at one time years ago, and just thought maybe he might be interested in something like that, public service of some kind. So, but, maybe
I've spoken to. I know he's not going to mind me saying his name. I've talked to Christian White. He lives over in Kinderwood. He's thinking about it. I told him about this meeting tonight, but he couldn't make it because of sports. I'll reach out to him again. And I had talked to Denny Davis at one time about maybe having him on here. I had reached out to... Kent Plackett.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I spoke to him, I had mentioned that there was an empty seat. He was interested to have him come up here, and haven't heard anything else about it.
What about, they're so into it, what about Gary Mitchell or Alan Burwell? I've
spoken to Gary about it, and with his involvement with downtown, it may not be a good fit, but I'd be more than happy to have him come in here and speak his piece on if he would like to be part of it. The only thing is if he does move forward with the downtown project, he has to abstain from anything downtown. And
so he's going to be part of the
possibly.
Possibly. Okay.
Him and Al have a really good. Him and his brother have a really good plan put together. And they're so.
Okay.
They want to see it through, just just like I do.
Okay.
So. Anybody else we could think of? Vicky's not on the board anymore, right?
What?
Vicky Buffo?
Yes, she is.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought she was coming off the board. She's not? Okay. Because I know one time if she was going to come off the board, I was going to talk to her about possibly coming over here. But.
I don't know. That's a business owner to get a kind of a different perspective on things. If any of them might be interested.
Yeah. They have to live here in town.
Right.
I didn't really think about that.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Neverman, Brian Neverman,
mm-hmm.
reach out to him. I don't know, just think of some names and then start sending them my way, and I'll start reaching out to them.
Okay.
And kind of go from there. So, anything else on that?
Mm-hmm.
Jared, can you think of anybody that you can think that might be a good fit for the zoning board?
That's the top of my head.
Jared, you can answer this. What exactly can we talk about in miscellaneous?
Back up one second. Do you think Joe McCoskey would be interested in something like that? I mean,
that's somebody might,
Okay.
Reach out to him.
Well, because I know he's getting close to retirement, or
yeah,
he was talking about.
Yeah, I just saw him the other night, and he said, at the end of the year, so
okay.
He might be looking for something to do.
Okay.
Reach out to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
See.
Yeah, okay.
And then if so, invite him to the next meeting.
Yeah, I mean, he's been on park boards and things like that, so.
Oh, I had spoken to Randy Grace, but he's got too much going on with the park district.
Yeah, I
kind of
thought about him, but
he's
going on a long time.
Yeah, he's just running around like a chicken with his head cut off most days.
I kind of thought about his son there, but then his son ended up moving over
to
Pinfield for about to get down.
Got it.
All right, so. Miscellaneous, the only thing I want to talk about that I have for that and is equipment for us. I put our budget in there was new laptops and some training. The training would be here with all of us of course, it would be, the instructors would be online. It's a class that talks, it goes from basic planning and zoning all the way up to implementing a 5-year plan, and it's an 8-hour course. It would be all day, and we'll get the village to bus models or something for lunch. And trustees would be able to sit in on that as well. It might be beneficial for them. There's a cost to it. I believe it was around $500 for the day for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Or it was $500 and then $50 after 4, maybe. I'm still waiting on an email back on that. It's through a compliance company in Chicago who
mm-hmm.
deal. Can't remember.
Okay.
I'd have to look at my email. I can't pull that up right now. So, but I'll send that email. The first email they sent me, I'll send that to you guys so you can see that.
Is that like a specific date, or do we pick the date? How does that work?
We will pick the date. Okay. We'll pick 2 dates and then submit it to them. Once the board approves us up
obviously.
To a certain amount
yeah.
for training, which I believe there is money in the budget for training for us. Was it 2,000, or do you know?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, I think we have a $2,000 training budget for our board, and we need to utilize that. It's there. We have never used it,
yeah.
so we need to. And then I'm going to start going to Champaign County's zoning board meetings, a couple of those here and there, just to kind of get a feel for what they do. And then I may go to some of the other smaller villages. So if you guys want to tag along, I'll let you know when and where I'm going.
Okay.
So I'll drive. You guys buy the coffee. Did you guys have anything for miscellaneous?
Well, not, I guess back up to the, I know there was a few possible changes maybe to the zoning stuff. Like
oh, yeah.
Temporary housing and things like that. And for the temporary structures that we talked about and some things like that, we might need to address.
Yep, I think that was
things
one.
Things that kind of popped up to, you know.
So we, as far as temporary structures, like the
outsheds or whatever, that, yeah, how we're going to distinguish, you know, setbacks for them, and, you know,
right.
you know, if they're anchored or not anchored and all that stuff, so.
This week, sometime, go through and pull the ordinances out that you want changed and email them to me, and we'll get a list of them, and we'll start discussing them further.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a couple of neighbors complain about the golf cart usage of these off-road golf cart, quote-unquote, utility vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should look at that a little bit. I mean, we've got people that are out, and I've spoken to a couple of owners of these that say some of these have 65 to 100 horsepower motors in them. That's not a golf cart.
Yeah.
I think we need to look at that ordinance, and it's going to upset some people if we change it, but when they're abusing it and they're doing 45 mile an hour down Denham and tearing out across the fields, I mean, I've gotten some complaints. I'm going to talk to Chief Livingston and see if they've had complaints.
Oh, I'm sure.
But
it's
going.
Well, that was kind of discussed last board meeting, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I'm sure some of those are bigger than that. Those things are fast.
That needs to be addressed sooner than later.
Those things can go down 45. Those things are fast.
Yeah,
and I need to look at the ordinance a little bit more and go, why is that classified as a golf cart? You look at some of the other villages, they actually have to go out and verify that it's a golf cart.
They're supposed to go out and verify. They do. Inspected ours.
Okay.
They made us bring it. They made us go out and do it. I forget what we were missing, and like we weren't able to get our sticker.
Okay.
We have like a club car. Like,
right. It's one of the bigger ones. I've seen it.
Yeah.
But it's not a UTV though. It's not one.
No, ours like is like a legit golf course.
Yep.
Golf cart that was converted to a 4-seater.
Gotcha.
So, but yeah, they didn't give us the sticker until they looked at the vehicle and stuff. So.
And so what we need to do is we need to pull that ordinance out for the next meeting and look at it, and I want to have Mark Miller here at the next meeting too and say, how do we need to reword this?
Well, if it sounds like, if that is accurate, I didn't know what was said at the board, but these kids are probably just got their ATV out and they're just out riding around town. They don't have no permit. I mean, if they're being approved, then they're probably not approved.
There might not be any guidelines along, an ATV might be allowed. I don't know.
That's what we need to look at. Also,
yeah.
I've noticed in some smaller villages.
But I do know that they are supposed to inspect, and they are inspecting
Now, some villages that I've gone into lately, have signs that say we're a golf cart community. You must be 16 with a valid driver's license to run a golf cart. Maybe we need a couple of signs like that up in town.
We have golf cart community signs.
We do.
Coming.
But we had an instance in my neighborhood recently where the police department has had to come out a couple of times for some kids that are around my daughter's age, and you know, she's 11.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Five or six people on there,
mm-hmm.
running around the yard, and then they come out in the road.
Yeah.
I get it, it's fun, but it's only fun until somebody gets hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think that we should look at that and then give something to the board.
What was said at the board?
You're only allowed to have golf carts or side-by-sides, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
then why are these UTVs being...
They shouldn't be.
What's a side-by-side then? What's a side-by-side?
How would you define it?
It's not those John Deere and stuff like that, I mean...
No, it's more of it's more like a sit side-by-side, I think, other than like a quad run, you straddle it.
Not a pole, yeah.
Okay, okay.
It's got a top on it.
Okay.
It's got to have a roof on it.
Roll bar, something like that, yeah.
Right.
Okay, roll cage, okay.
It can't be just an open ATV.
Okay.
It's got to be so many CCs, can't go so many fast.
Right.
Okay.
But no, we should not be issuing golf cart permits today, so.
And it might just be a simple training thing where they don't know.
If we are, then we need to relook at that. But usually you have to bring your golf cart to the village office before you get there.
We've had a golf cart with the village for 3 or 4 years, and every single time they've gone outside, checked the golf cart, they make sure you have the wipers and everything. So I don't know why because I know the vehicle you're talking about. So I don't know.
And I spoke to one at the ball field yesterday and just asking him about his, and he knows that I'm on the zoning board, and he kind of knew kind of the agenda behind it. And he was like, look, we cross at 45 like we're supposed to. We make sure it's running like it's. He said, this thing will run 45. He goes, I've never had it over 20 mile an hour in the village.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll hold, I think, 6 or 7 people.
Yeah.
And
okay.
He goes, it's 65 horse, and it'll run like a Scotty dog if I wanted to. But, and it's, you know, people like that that are going to suffer because of a few people that are taking advantage of it. So.
But the kids driving is also a problem. And it happened, I've seen it too.
Okay.
So, but then also I also realized that I don't have a good guess of age, so I'm like, well, is that a 16-year-old that just looks like they're 12? Like, I don't know.
Right. Okay.
So.
You had a list at one time, Holly, of
I sent it to you an email about the zoning ordinance.
I'll go back and look.
That was a long time ago. The biggest one that I remember was the fact that we don't define single family well enough. Because if you just go off of the ordinance, that's how the modular ended up getting approved, was because it's not defined well enough.
They did change a little bit, but it wasn't, you're right, that was a big one. This is the one that they amended that had some of the older stuff in it, and I'm going to be going through that. I'm going to take it over and scan it this week so everybody can see it. The changes that we did make. Let's just go through it again. I know it's going to be a pain, but I think we start with the definitions, and just every meeting we'll just bite a chunk out of it. You know, spend 15, 20 minutes on it and just get it done. I don't think we need to spend, you know, a special meeting or anything.
Right, it just needs to be tweaked up with something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there was some stuff, was it you or Josie that found a couple things that's like, well, that shouldn't even apply to our village.
Right.
So.
And there might be more to a lot of stuff, like I said, it's, you know, someone come in with a unique situation, and like, that's probably something that shouldn't have covered, and then we'll probably need to do it some more later.
All right. So anything else in miscellaneous? Or anything else? All right, next meeting, June 9th, 2021, here at the police station. We may do the meeting with everybody before then. We'll give at least a week's heads up on that. Mike was going to, Budsky was gonna get back with me first of next week on that. If you guys send me an email, I'm regularly checking my email Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays now. I don't check them Tuesday, Thursdays, or on the weekends. That was getting to be a little much for me there for a while, so I kind of said no.
Right.
And said this is when I'm checking it. So, but yeah, so that's all I got. Anything else?
I don't know. I can't think of anything right now.
Oh, I need the motion to adjourn.
I'm motion to adjourn.